aside from whatever stimulation I'm getting from just doing the video game, in addition, there are either electrical or magnetic impulses that are being fed into my brain at the same time?
Exactly, exactly. And what our highest, what we think is the most elegant approach to that is to record brain activity using EEG in real time during gameplay and then use that data to guide the stimulation so that you're stimulating the brain in a personalized way, right? Appropriate to how that individual's brain is activating it in time. Another type of closed loop approach, right? So we take neural data into the game. The game determines what might be weak in terms of how the brain is processing, and then can both challenge the player by using the neural data to guide the gameplay and also stimulate their brain appropriately. So, for example, let me make it a little more concrete. We know that there's a low-frequency burst of activity in the theta range. So 4 hertz activity that occurs while you're playing one of our video games, right at the most challenging moments in the game. And we know that this activity, this frequency gets lower when you're older. And we know that playing our video game over long periods of time increases that activity, and that's associated with better performance on other tasks. This was all part of the Nature paper that we published. And so we're interested in stimulating the brain electrically at that frequency during gameplay to give it a little extra boost in terms of learning. So that's an example of an experiment that we think online stimulation during gameplay will help us reach greater outcomes than we could without the stimulation.